guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. So Taylor Swift decided to release a new video here February 27th, so just a couple days ago, and it's called The Man. And I know there's been a couple of reviews out there about it. I have not watched those reviews because I don't want to pick up any ideas from them. But basically the premise of the video is if Taylor Swift were a guy, this is how she sees men, or this is how she would be, because life would be so easy. It would be awesome. It would be on easy mode, says the woman millionaire who's, you know, been popular for the last decade or so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, down in the links below, if you go below the video where it says show more and you click on it, you'll see all my links to my stuff. But at the very bottom, I'm going to put a link to the YouTube video of this. Bookmark this or open it in another tab or something. Go watch that and then come back here so we can all be angry together if you haven't seen it. The worst part is like the melody itself, the song itself is kind of catchy. Unfortunately, she just decided to trash all of mankind and apparently show what it was like for men, what she thinks it's like for men today, when in reality, this may have been what it was like for men back in, I don't know, the 1940s, if that. So go watch that, and then we'll continue on here. So I've got it loaded up. Let me get this recording for us. And I have to mute it, of course, because of YouTube's. I've got the CC, the caption on. But her, I'm not going to so much. Let me turn off the closed caption. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to have to get into the lyrics of it. If you go listen to it, you can hear the lyrics of it. I can't play any of the music or they swat down my video. But let's just look at how she's treating people and apparently how she thinks men exist in today's society. So you see here, now if you haven't noticed already, first let me say this. You may not notice it just yet, but if you watch when this guy walks out, so when you look right here, right around the lips and everything, and the way that this person is walking, you can tell it's not a guy. This is right here already where I knew it was not a guy that was playing this role. And then as it goes through the video, like you see right around the lips here, and as she, it's Taylor Swift, no spoilers here, it's Taylor Swift that's dressed up as the guy. And so they probably taped her down a little bit, but you can see that they've added like weight to her jaw. And of course the you can tell the hair is not real on the beard anyway. But if you watch how, we'll continue on and watch how she treats, how she thinks men can treat everybody. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. Come on, everybody go back to work. More money. Hey, you guys are awesome. You're the man. All right, everybody, come on, let's all end. I am awesome. Everybody cheer me. You're the man, dude. You're awesome. Okay, and then a wink towards the camera. Okay, so let's talk about this. Even if this is your boss, no one's standing up and cheering for you. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that the woman's not going to have a mug that says, you're the man. Furthermore, again, she's acting like this is how men can operate in the workplace. We're all in charge. We're all powerful. We're all lucky. And we think everybody loves us. The truth is we know this isn't true because probably more than likely half the women on this floor would have, if he was such a jerk, would have turned him in for some inappropriate something. So it would have gotten him fired. And of course, as you all know, we can legally puff on cigars on a subway train and man spread. So, yeah, and you can flick your ashes into somebody else's purse. No one even cares. No one will say anything. So first, if you notice the ads on this, the men with real thirst, and then down here, it's men against boys something, or so no ladies around. I've complained about this many times, how men have no spaces left. Like women force themselves into men's spaces and kick them out. And again, the smoking, if somebody were smoking a cigar on the subway, number one, everybody would have stepped up and told them to put it out, and it would have been bigger guys, and it would have been the guys making sure that this person put it out. Number two, if he ashed in someone else's purse, again, women might complain, but if they were intimidated, I wouldn't even call it white knights because I'm not a white knight, but if some dude was flicking his ashes into someone else's purse, I'd step up into his face because that's just like a jerk move. So again, none of this exists. And of course the man spreading where she could not get her knees further apart. And if you look, she's also got like her left arm around this woman with the afro on the left there. I don't know. Let me see if I can rewind it a little bit. Yeah, you see how she got the arm behind this other lady and she's just fine with that? That would not happen. Because that guy, number one, would be so worried about being called a predator. And number two, the woman would probably say, like, he touched me, and all of a sudden, problems for the guy. So the truth is, the guy, instead of manspreading and smoking the cigar, would probably be like the gentleman there that's holding his bag with a bunch of women around, being like, okay, you can see my hands. I'm not touching anyone. And my knees are together, so I'm not because we know what it's like otherwise. We get called out for everything. I wish I could play the music at the same time, but yeah, he'd be arrested. This is illegal, by the way, so. Except maybe in some weird third world countries. And then, of course, hey, look at this. I have to use the bathroom. I'm just going to come up here and use the wall. And I know this is creative licensing, but the point is this is still illegal, and even if no one else saw you, everybody would call you out on it. And again, I know creative licensing, but still, it's the implication. Next, of course, since we're men and we work at a powerful company, we've got all these women just knocking on our doors that want to be with us, and we've got our own captains and manservants because we're all really rich, and we can treat them like jerks. And again, the problem with this is, it's kind of funny. He looks like, with those glasses, she kind of looks like, I don't know what that reminds me of, but. All right, so the thing is, though, again, she's painting as if we all have the easiest life and everything is wonderful and we're all powerful. Now here, what's interesting is, I got a kick out of this. She is getting up out of bed after sleeping with a beautiful woman because, you know, he has money, obviously, very powerful, but he's already dressed in a suit, but he's sitting on the bed, which no guy would do. We'd be naked and go up and shower, but. Look at me, I'm so awesome. Just love being myself. And I have a picture of myself because all of us do. I don't know if you can see it or not, but I do have a picture of myself behind me going like this. Okay, now here's where we started to go into imaginary world. Here's a single dad with his daughter. There we go. We're imaginary world already. Because what, only 15% of men get to really keep enough time with their kids. But he's looking around, checking out the girls. He takes an important phone call and condescendingly pats his daughter on the head, holds her up like, oh, I should get an award because I'm such an amazing dad. And of course, they show everybody fawning over him, the world's greatest dad, because that's how any dads that are allowed to still be dad view themselves, as the world's greatest dad. The truth is, all right, the truth is, and it shows all the women going, oh, he's so wonderful and beautiful. He's sexy and he's attractive because he's such a good dad, single dad. The truth of it is that depending on how that interaction goes, some of those women might be picking up the phone and calling the popo to come check that out, because it happened to a man in a grocery store parking lot. His wife, and I don't remember exactly the details, but he and his wife took the little girl out, their daughter, out to the car, and his wife had forgotten something in the store, so she went into the store, and after loading the groceries, he was standing next to the car with an open door, holding his daughter's hand, waiting for the mother to come back, and someone called the police on him because they thought he might be trying to take the little girl. And so this white knight came over and started harassing the guy and tried to pull his daughter away from him, his own daughter, until the wife came out and said, what the heck is going on? But by that time, the police had shown up, and somehow the couple with their child had to explain how it was their child. That's how men with especially young ladies are viewed today. So this, oh, he's a hero and he's a champion. No way, not even close. Here we are now in the strip club, and he's talking about, you know, women's body styles, and they're all mimicking, acting like, just, come on. There's not a club in the world that basically lets you do this, and we don't have money to flop around like this, but, okay. And now, of course, he's amazing at sports. Although, if you... they did a good job with the makeup because her legs actually do look thicker. I don't know how they did that. And it has a little bit of hair on them. So they did a good job. But shows him being a jerk and all attitude, smashing the racket. And, and of course, being a baby because he lost. But I have to rewind this. This is how you know this isn't a guy. Watch how he throws the tennis ball, how he takes a step and throws it, like he twists his ankle and everything. Look at this. Yeah. It throws like a girl, and then, of course, lays down and cries because he's such a baby. And then, you know, here we are 58 years later, and he's still, a I guess, a rich, popular guy. And here's the weird thing, right? So if you're a guy that supposedly you're lucky because you can still get young women, but to make this happen, you have to have, like, millions of dollars. And in reality, this just makes women look really bad because they're basically saying, like, well, If he's old, I'll still go for him if he's got money because he's the man, but I'm just pretty much a gold digger. And that's basically what this is showing right here. So it's really not a good look for the girls on this one. But of course, he's still the man. Yeah. So, you know, it's go watch the video. It's very condescending. It just shows men as jerks, as idiots, as hypocrites, as thinking we're awesome. It's just done in such poor form. Babies, like we're just children that can't handle losing, so we throw temper tantrums. This is one of the most egregious videos that I've ever seen as far as treating somebody horribly. And of course, now it's over, and the director is also Taylor that says, hey, go back. You did a great job, but let's try to, you know, look a little bit, be a little bit nicer or whatever it is. So very condescending, very, very condescending. The problem with this, and why this I wanted to review this and why it bothered me so much, they're going to go through the makeup session here showing how they made a dude out of it. But the reason why this bothered me so much is imagine you're a young guy. And, you know, Taylor Swift is, I mean, this thing has, what, 20 million views already. Imagine you're a young guy, and this is the type of music videos that are coming out. This is the kind of message that's been being sent to you, is that you are this is how we as society see men. And at a certain point as a guy, you're going to say, you know, I'm not like this at all. This isn't me. But if this is how you're going to see me, then fine, I'll be that way. I forget where I read, but there was a psychology study that was done that when the partner accused the other person in the relationship of cheating constantly, even when they weren't, after a while they said, fine, if that's the way you think I am, then I'm just going to go ahead and do it because I'm just getting tired of being accused about this. And if you're going to accuse me of it, I might as well enjoy it and do it. I think the same thing's going to happen with young guys today. And I don't think it's a good thing, obviously. But I think when this is the message that we see all men as entitled and rude and jerks and so on and so forth, I think young men are going to say, you know what? Fine. If that's the way you treat me, that I'm not a member of society, that I'm on the lowest rung of the social ladder because men get called out for everything. I mean, right now, being a white and male put you at the lowest demographic of every study, supposedly, in the world, where you can't have a voice about anything. So if you are that young guy, pretty soon you're going to say, you know what, if this is the way I'm viewed by society, I'm just going to say screw it. And I'm either going to step out of society, like a lot of bachelors have, or I'm going to treat everybody just the way you ask me to treat you, which is, you want to be equal? Fine, we're equals. And if you bump into me hard, I'm going to shove you. If you shove me, I'm going to punch you. And again, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's going to happen, that you're going to break young men to the point where they've had enough and they're not going to put up with it anymore. And it's the fight or flight. You know, right now, men are fleeing society at record numbers. And I've got a story coming up right after this one, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure which order they get uploaded, where women are now taking the masculine roles in the relationship. Why? It's because men are being told not to step up, not have a voice, don't be masculine, don't be angry, don't be strong, don't be independent. And they're pushing it down and pushing it down and pushing it down. And so guys are stepping out. The next phase is, if you continue to push them down, if they don't feel like there's an escape and they've ostracized themselves from society, but they're still being made fun of and being hurt like this, That's when they're going to get angry. That's the flight is now, that option is gone. They can't leave society anymore. And so now they feel that, like, okay, I have no place I'm going to go. My back's in a corner. And a lot of them may self-delete. But a lot of others may turn around and say, all right, it's on. And I think there's going to be a breaking point where men start to fight back. And I think that's a shame. And I don't look forward to it. I don't think that it's something that's going to be very productive. But in the same token, this is what you asked for. I've done it in the last 5 videos. I've said this expression the same time. This is what you asked for. This is what you wanted. And now you've got it. And once you get it, you're not going to be happy. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And thank you for those that have. Some of you have really stepped up huge, and I appreciate that very, very much. And of course, the best way you can support me is to like, comment, share, and make sure that you're subscribed so you get all my new stuff coming out there. And go check out a couple of my other videos if you haven't seen them. None of them are age or time sensitive. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, it's flight or fight. And once the fleeing and once the flight is done and there's no more options, guys are going to turn around and they're going to start fighting back. ¶¶